The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that silently spreads, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller, with you on this Wednesday, folks. 10th day of February 2021. More than a third of this month gone already. Are we having fun? Well, I brought a guy on with me today, and we're going to have a pillow fight. Roger Landry. How you doing, Roger?
I'm ready for a pillow fight. Hell, if that's as dangerous as you're going to get, let's do it.
Do you know, it's you never know from what quarter things are going to come from. Now, you know, Mike Lindell, the pillow guy, he'd been in and out of the Trump White House. He spent time with Donald, and you know, it was kind of, okay, well, yeah, this is the guy that's got the pillows. Okay, they're American-made, and yeah, he sold a million of them, millions of them. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he's had his life crises. I got tired of hearing him say he was a cokehead, and he beat that. He found Jesus, and he straightened his life out. His moral compass is straight. And I thought, you know, that's kind of nice. You know, good for Mike Lindell. And then after the lawyers, where's this Kraken lady at now out of San Antonio?
Sydney Powell?
Yeah, where's Sydney at? And where's Lynn at, the other lawyer?
They're ducking down right now because I don't know if you're aware that Smartmatic and maybe even Dominion, since they're related, they're pretty much joined at the hip. But definitely Smartmatic and a couple of others are intending to sue for a total of $2.7 billion, a group of people, including the ones we just discussed, including Sidney Powell, so on and so forth, stating that their reputations were damaged because of the lies that were put out. Except they obviously didn't see Mike's two-hour...
Well, you know,
it just wasn't real good for them.
Well, and let's remind people here. Now, there's a Georgia prosecutor. Now, he opened up Pandora's box here.
Yep.
A Georgia prosecutor opens criminal investigation into Trump's attempt to overturn election.
Yep.
My folks, this is hot off the presses here. A Georgia prosecutor said Wednesday that she has opened up criminal investigation into attempts to influence last year's general election, including a call in which Donald Trump asked a top official to find enough votes to overturn Joe Biden's victory in the state. That is not true.
Well, actually,
it's partially true. It's partially. Yeah. He was in on a call to the Secretary of State of Georgia, going through the list that Mr. Lindell presented.
Yep.
And he was asking, okay, well, what about these votes? What about what about these votes? What about those votes? Well, you know, here was the margin of victory. And can I have a couple of these that we know are fraudulent votes?
That
well,
was the discussion.
Well, we can't do that. Well, why not? because we're still waiting for the results, and this is 2 months after the election.
Yep.
Now, this January 2nd telephone conversation with the Secretary of State, Brad Raffensperger, and I wouldn't want to be this guy living in this country in the future. Trump repeatedly argued that Raffensperger could change the certified results of the presidential election, an assertion the Secretary of State firmly rejected. He says, all I want to do is this. I just want to find 11,780 votes, which is one more than we have, because we won the state. Now, the Fulton County District Attorney, Fannie Willis, can't make this stuff up, a Democrat elected to the job in November, did not specifically mention Trump in the letters she sent to the state officials Wednesday announcing her investigation, but the former president has been under intense criticism for the call. Well, that's because they don't want to put out what actually took place in this call. Now, Roger, would this be fair to say that it's not Sidney Powell with her Kraken crap? It is actually Mike Lindell with the people that he went to that did the forensic stuff on some of these Dominion voting machines. He went after the experts, and these are no flyweights, folks. Some of these people are in intelligence, and they did the forensics. They did the trackbacks. And Roger, should we tell the people that communist China is in on this takedown? Not only do they have the IP addresses, they have the exact times of which information came back in from China, majority of it, and other countries, to flip the vote for Joe Biden.
Let's just stop to consider exactly everything that you have been listening to people like John and I say for the last couple of months. And every time we said it, there were those who stood up to say, yeah, but there's no proof. Yeah, but there's no proof. For anybody who hasn't watched the documentary that Mike Lindell made, the one that we are referencing, the one that John just got done describing pieces of, if anybody hasn't watched that, I would tell you that the beginning of it, I would say at least an hour and a half of it is a warm-up. Now, is it worth watching? Absolutely. It's people giving you firsthand the intelligence that we're being denied because it doesn't exist, quote-unquote. Yeah. If you also stop and consider, all of these people have come on to tell these things at risk, believe me, at risk to their own personage, their family's well-being, their jobs, the whole nine yards. So this wasn't done, you know, haphazardly. But I'm telling you that what I've just described isn't the main point. The main point is at the end of this video, in which 11,000 pages covering almost every single precinct in the United States is literally printed out. Not only is it printed out, but as John said, if there's a connection to one of these machines, it not only gives you the IP address, but it tells you the name of the company that owns that IP address. It tells you the country it's in. It tells you the time it happened, and it can also, in other pieces of that research, show you what they didn't affect. So this is not reaching for the sky. It's not pie in the sky. This is absolute fact. 11,000 pages of every single time. And the thing of it is, these things were never supposed to be connected to the internet. If you've got 11,000 pages showing all of this in fine detail, including IP numbers and the name of the company that owns that IP number, then if it wasn't connected to the internet, I'm going to kiss your bare behind on Broadway at high noon and let you sell tickets. Everything here in that video, and again, I'm not telling you don't watch the whole thing. I'm encouraging you to watch the whole thing. But when you get to the end, he saved the best for last. He saved absolute proof across the entire nation. This is not a joke. What's in that video is freaking jaw-dropping. Now, what John also alluded to very, very well is the fact that 66.4% of all of the foreign interference, all of the foreign nationals that broke into our system and made changes were from China. We also know that Italy, they're going after their ex-president who supposedly conspired with Obama to use a military satellite, an Italian military satellite, to effect changes on Election Day and after Election Day in the United States. Okay. If you stop to consider any of this, one piece of this is absolutely enough to bring the wrecking ball in. These machines, and these are the experts talking, not me, but you've got to remember, I worked on high-tech military electronic equipment. That's what I did for a living. These machines were made to be utilized in a fashion you and I would consider illegal and unethical. They were made to do exactly what they're doing. The software was made to comply with what the hardware would allow you to do. These things were designed from the ground up as their ability to affect elections. And they're not only used in the United States. Right now, France, they're starting to go, what machines are we using? How the heck did this guy win the last election? Up in Canada, Trudeau, everybody's totally gobsmacked that Trudeau won re-election. They have no clue how he could have done that. Guess not only where some of those machines are manufactured, but guess where the headquarters for Dominion is, or at least some of their office facilities. Gee, that would be Canada. This is a global situation. We keep talking about this, John and I. What's going on here is big. It's in everybody's eyeballs because we are America. But don't for a second think it's not happening in Italy, in Germany, in England, and I could go on and on. It's like COVID-19. This is all tied together to bring us to our freaking knees. Not a joke. And John, this is the perfect show. Thank you for inviting me.
I know no other way. Obi-Wan. Look, even Mary Fanning, which contributed greatly to absolute proof. She has done another story, Chinese computers used in cyber warfare attack on 2020 U.S. election, purchased by Hunter Biden's Chinese investment firm, BHR.
Now, the treason is apparent, except most people are too ignorant to see it.
Well,
ignorant.
Okay, there's nothing to see here. You and I, prior to the program today, we were discussing the difference between treason and sedition.
Yes.
Now, I have no doubt that Comey and Brennan and others at the very top of our intelligence apparatus was involved with trying to sully and get Donald Trump out of office. Now, that is treason. Sedition, as you explained it, Roger, is those that might have been in on it but didn't have a direct hand in it. Is that correct?
Or didn't make the decisions.
Okay. But they were involved.
And
let me remind people, Roger, that in this country, if you have knowledge of a serious crime that was committed and you did not report it, what does that make you, Roger?
Guilty. Makes you guilty of the crime. Okay, because you could have done something to stop it. The difference between sedition and treason is it's a matter of magnitudes. Okay, and again, that's exactly the way it's going to be looked at when any of this comes to trial. The person who committed treason is the person who sat down and said, I don't want this guy to be president again, so I'm going to pay this and do this and manufacture this and whatever to make sure it doesn't happen against the will of the people, or the people be damned. That's treason. Okay, that is, because basically what you're doing is overshadowing every single voter in this country for your opinion. So you are basically taking over the governance of this country without our...
Roger, let's not soft pedal this. This was a political coup.
It was. That was where I was going. The end result is you're looking at what can only be described, and if you start to listen, you're starting to hear people use this word, it was a coup. It was an intentional coup. There's no doubt about that. There absolutely isn't. And the fear that you're starting to see in the Democrats is doing nothing but blowing up in their face. It's backfiring. This impeachment, there's very few people in this country that even have, I don't know, this isn't what they want. They don't want anything like this. But the Democrats are in a total panic that if Trump isn't literally smacked down, now you can't throw him in jail, but smack him down hard enough that he can never, ever hold another government office again. First off, that won't hold him down. He will continue to do what he's doing. He will continue to support the Republican Party. He just can't take office again. This is being done in spite. But everybody out there has to understand, we constantly talk about Toto. We constantly talk about pulling the curtain back. We constantly talk about what's behind door number three. If you take a look at everything that's being focused on Trump right now, and everybody in this country knows it is insane, he's not a sitting president. There are constitutional laws that basically say this is absolutely ridiculous. The Chief Justice is not residing, which he's supposed to. We could go through 100 different ways that this is absolute insanity. But it's a big show. And who's getting beat up? Trump's getting beat up. But let me ask you a question. Just stop and think for a second. With all of this going on at this feverish pitch, what are we not seeing that's going on right now? And if you take a look at the news, the world is not doing so well.
No.
But the United States, we're all focused on impeaching a private citizen.
How can you impeach a private citizen? You can't censure him. You can't censure him because he's not in office. You can't impeach him because obviously he's not in office.
No.
But this is more of the, oh gosh, I almost used the term, the crap show that they're putting up. And this, I'm telling you, Roger, this is not going to bode well. I'm starting to think, rather than them doing these impeachment hearings, they better start holding hearings on how do we stop the information from getting out to the American people, because the absolute proof is coming forth. So go ahead and do it. Open up that Pandora's box. Let's see, and let's charge Donald Trump with trying to rig an election. A stupid Democrat prosecutor that probably got her law license out of a box of Cracker Jacks. I mean, they don't know what they're dealing with. There's 100 million people in this country, Roger, and I would safely say 100 million, because I just saw the latest Rasmussen poll, which, you know, polls is polls. But they're now thank you. They're now stating that 30% of the Democrats in this country right now, today, this very minute, believe that election was stolen.
Absolutely.
So is the propaganda arm working? Is all the machinations from these people that should be in prison right now?
Well, look, you and I both know that the most treasonous two organizations in this country are our intel branches and our media. The intel branches, because you mentioned Brennan, you mentioned Clapper, we could go through, the FBI, the CIA, the NIS. These people, the deep state in this country couldn't exist without them. Take a look at what Brennan and what Clapper and what all of them have been doing, Comey. They do nothing but absolutely rip Trump down and focus all of
we've
the
got a break
him.
We'll be right back.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
When that song first came out, people went, wow, that's pretty cool. Well, that song now is now past prologue.
Yeah.
They are watching you. By the way, off of the site worldviewweekend.com, that's where Mike Lindell's absolute proof is parked at. That's the website. And I guess he's funding this with his own money. And that would be WVW Broadcast Network. And it's actually WVW TV. So at any rate, there's a banner up there. He's got the video, Absolute Proof, for sale. And I like his pricing structure. This tells me this guy is down with the Patriot program. If you order one DVD, it's $6.99, $1 shipping. But if you buy more than one DVD, they're $3.99 a piece. So that is cheap at any price, and I'm going to get one of these DVDs, and I'm going to put it on the door of people that moved in from California that live right down the street from me that had a Joe Biden sign in their front yard. You know, nobody said anything to these people. They left that sign up for at least a month after the elections, and nobody disfigured it. Nobody ripped it out of the ground. Nobody did anything. So they finally took it down. So I'm going to make sure that they have taped to their front door a DVD of Absolute Proof. And folks, just go to the website. Go to their website, worldviewweekend.com. Write this down. Get the DVDs and send it to the deadheads that said, well, Trump's just acting like a spoiled child. Worldviewweekend.com.
Yeah.
And by the way, JoJo is not going to last much longer. This guy is in, I would say, early or mid-stage dementia, and that's not a joke. This is a guy that's got a serious mental handicap, and I have no doubt, Roger, that Kamala will be president of this country, and I'll make a prediction. It may come true, it may not, but I know it's going to happen, maybe within a year or less.
I would agree with your last comment.
Yeah.
Within a year or less. Let's stop and consider for just 1 second, okay? This guy is going to have to sit across from Putin and hold an intelligent conversation with somebody who isn't stupid. This guy is going to have to sit across the desk from Xi, and he's going to have to deal with an individual who controls a vast amount of peopleage and money and economic power throughout Asia and a lot of Europe now. This guy is going to have to, and I could go on and on, in most countries, really, really stupid, senile people don't get elected to the highest office in the country, unless, of course, that was already the mechanism and you had to go with it.
Well, and something very interesting has come out about this as well. The reason why you saw these massive flips of votes, and again, ladies and gentlemen, it is the spikes that happened in the middle of the night.
Yep.
What they weren't expecting, and this is why it's become so apparent to anybody that wants to look at the information, is they didn't expect the amount of people that were going to vote for Donald Trump. So they had to take...
The algorithms were screwed.
It screwed them up. You know, if it would have came out that Joe Biden won by 2-4% across the board, you know, Donald Trump loses a state by 3-4%, or he wins a state by 4-5%. Those are within a tolerable, situation. You say what, huh? Joe Biden won? It wouldn't have blown up the way it did.
If you look back to 2016, please, okay, what you find out is they tried to do this in 2016, but their algorithms were so screwed, they didn't have a snowball chance in hell. So this time, they came prepared. They figured they were prepared. And if you can't see, especially with the last part of Lindell's video, like I'm telling you guys, okay? If you can't, they came prepared, but what they again underestimated drastically was the increase in Trump's popularity over the last 4 years.
Now I'm glad you brought that up.
Again, their algorithms were so far off, it necessitated the shutting down of all of these precincts and the ballot dumping. It's because they blew the algorithm set up again by underestimating Trump again, even worse than they did in 2014.
All right, we'll have to take this bottom of the hour break. I'm going to skip the break in the second half hour of this program. And Dan, I see you sitting there on the phone. And folks, officially from me to the listeners of this network, and most of the people listening to the network, listen to this show. Stop using the 800 number. 512-248-8252. Please.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
So so, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on 24/7 with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Please view, like, and subscribe to our YouTube channel, Stop Terrorism. Please contact us if you or anyone you know who wants to be on our show at thetruthpharmacy@gmail.com. Keep it real. Take the red pill.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
They say that music does not move the soul. I'll tell you what, they're absolutely wrong. Well, let's go to the phones here. Roger Landry is my guest today. Dan in Texas, you're on with Mr. Landry. Go ahead.
John, Roger, I have a question and then I'll hang up. Regarding the impeachment and putting the shoe on the other foot, how much would you fellas be willing to bet that if Donald Trump hired an attorney and went into federal court seeking an injunction against the Senate trial, that he would be told, you are not a sitting president, you do not have standing? Thank you.
Okay, Dan, you make too much sense. Come on, man.
Yeah, what do you want us to say about the fact that you presented that with the case and the absolute, this is what I ought to think about it. Yeah, that was well done, Dan. Very good.
Yeah. Appreciate that very much. Because
you're right.
The bow is going to break. It's just a question of where.
You mentioned something at the beginning of the show I'd like to revisit, okay, real quickly. You said, and this is something you and I had discussed prior to doing the show today, you said there's over 100 million people in this country who know something isn't right and are just about, you know, tired of this. Let's put things into perspective. There's 340 million Americans, of which you're only looking at, I believe, 170,000 tops that are actually registered voters. And in a lot of cases, in voting in an election, you're lucky if you get over 120 to 130 million people actually voting. What we're being told by the Mike Lindells, what we're being told by those who have done the actual analytics and have seen, especially that last part of the video, okay, is that it is very easy to state that Trump actually accumulated over 80 million votes. If you stop to consider, if we get 130 million people voting, that's damn good. If Trump gleaned over 80 million votes, which everybody is saying he did, and Joe Biden barely broke 68 million, which isn't too shabby, but it's nowhere near over 80 million, this is a fact. It's not a joke. What we're looking at is somebody, and those are just the people that would vote for Trump. Now, John also said, which he's absolutely right, that at least 30% of the Democrats now believe that the election was wrongfully taken from Trump. Okay, so now let's add that number to the 80 million. Now let's add all the independents that hardly anybody ever talks about, right, but most of them are more conservative than we are. And we're looking at a big chunk of America that is very upset with the crap we're being put through. And the Democrats are literally impeaching themselves. They are.
Kelly in, I'm sorry, Dr. Kelly. I misread my caller screen here. Dr. Kelly, go ahead.
Oh, that's okay. Roger, you were the one that got away last time, and I just wanted to thank you again for your work. And I just have, it's really hard to correct a man when you're a woman and when you're a doctor, you know, so I just have to say, if anybody would ever vote electronically and even touch the electronic Ouija board with your sacred, precious information, that's just nuts, okay? There are so many things you can do, all of those people that are whining. You can be a poll. You can be a trained poll worker.
Yeah.
You can be a poll watcher. You can even be an inspector or a judge. And I've recently been asked to look out for my old folks,
Kelly,
a couple counties down. And I'm going to step up to the plate like a
Kelly,
a pro,
thank you.
You know.
Kelly, thank you for saying that, because you know what I'm not going to tolerate anymore on this broadcast. I'm not going to mandate to the rest of the talk show host on Republic Broadcasting Network. I don't do that. I let them run their own shows, their own content, their own guests, their own everything, their own music. They do it. They choose it. We run it.
Yeah.
But
it's too loud.
But
too old.
But I am here to tell everybody, and this is fair warning to anybody that might be listening to this program today, if you call into this network with the poor me, I'm crying in my towel, I'm depending on you to be my emotional tampon, I am going to breathe the wrath of hell down on you.
Okay, okay, I got a great story.
Let me tell you something, doctor. Let me explain something to you real quick on how spot on you are. We have in Georgia the fact that it was screamed bloody murder, that there was absolute proof that there was fraud. So they did a recount. What most people don't understand is how much certain people like Lindell fought for that recount to be done on totally paper ballots. They did the recount in the exact same fashion they did the original vote.
Yep.
And it came out exactly
It's totally nuts, and you're so right. God bless you for saying that, Roger. If you're stupid and your hearsay shut up. Nobody needs to hear that. What's really important is to get off your butt and do your part.
Yes,
and go
yes. Because, Kelly, what have we been broadcasting on this network for as long as, well, since 2004, since before that, is what is going wrong, what is needing to be fixed. And I've got people still to this day, oh, poor us, you know, gosh, we're beat. You know, I have no tolerance for these people anymore.
Thank you for telling him to shut up. And I just picked up a quarter of a beef cow. And folks, if you're going down to train in Parumpa-Pum-Pum, you bring some dry ice and you.
Well, I got some bad news on that front.
What?
And Dan will tell you this. He called me the other day and he said, John, he said, nobody's signing up for the front site.
Oh, people, wake the hell up and go do it and get a quarter of a range-fed beef cow from Bundy and get a big pair of Rocky Mountain oysters or two while you're down there because you need them and quit whining and thank you.
God bless you.
God bless Republic Broadcasting Network. Dr. Kelly has her show called The Grand Jury Reawakening Saturday morning, 10 a.m. Pacific. It's noon hanging time in Texas because we kick butt and we don't whine.
All right. Thank you, Kelly. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
As a matter of fact, did you see the part of that video that Lindell put out that he interviewed the guy from Dallas that they did the forensics on this? And they did it. They saw this coming. They were trying to get a hold of U.S. senators and their state legislature. They were ringing the alarm bell and nobody was paying any attention to them. They didn't predict. This wasn't a, you know, Ouija board or let's get out and hold a seance. They forensically went through the information that was available, and they already knew before the election took place that it was rigged. And that, ladies and gentlemen, came from your friends down here in the Republic of Texas.
Okay. Look, I'm going to say this again because we always tend to look at what is right under our nose, and we have to in a lot of cases. It's called self-preservation. But everybody has to get a more realistic understanding of this, all right? Why is it so massive today? Why is it across the entire country? Why is it across countries all across the planet? This is not an American issue. It's just we've just been slapped awake to it. But this is a global issue. Okay, this is control. They don't give a damn how you wish to vote. All they give a damn about is making you believe that your vote counted.
Yeah.
But it didn't start in 2020. It didn't start in 2016. As a matter of fact, if you go back to when JFK was elected, there was massive uprisings, people not rioting, but protest because the election was stolen. It was rigged. This has been going on for a very long time. Technology just put them in a place where they could do it much better, on a much grander scale, with much more control. Technology is wonderful, isn't it?
Yeah. Kelly in Austin. Hello, Kelly.
Hi there. This is your other Dr. Kelly. I'm a rock doc.
Rock doc. You're in a quiet house today. What did you do?
Well, my wife isn't here yet. She's out having a facial, and our grandson won't be here until Friday.
Okay. Well, I was wondering why it was so quiet there. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, I can turn on the television if you want to hear that.
And I can give you 9.5 seconds. Go.
Okay. I would like to find that video that Mike Lindell has put together. Can you tell me which website to go to get that again?
Republicbroadcasting.org, MichaelJLindell.com.
TheLibertyBeacon.com.
Yes.
Okay, all right.
Which
can it be downloaded?
Oh yeah. MichaelJLindell.com, as a matter of fact, it's very easy and very fast download there. That's the official site. But we like the hits going by way of republicbroadcasting.org.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Yes.
I can do it either way there.
Oh, and
all right. Well, I was curious about that. Now, another question is, what's your take on how this sham of an impeachment is going so far?
Oh, it's not. It's not going anywhere because they don't have the Senate votes to pull it off. Even the people that have done themselves out of a potential throwing their political hat in a ring in 2022. These people they're toast. They're done.
You're talking about six Republicans. You're talking about six Republicans who made the stupid mistake in front of the entire nation of voting to impeach this guy. You need 60-something votes in order to impeach. Even if there's only 44, and there are 44 staunch Republicans, they're not going to impeach him.
No.
And the thing of it is, we've already discussed this, but let me give you a couple of key points again. The thing here is, it's not a legitimate impeachment. Even the guy from the SCOTUS said, no, I ain't going there. This is ridiculous.
Well, that's what I'm wondering. Yeah. Well, that's what I'm wondering. Roberts said he wasn't going to hear the trial, and the Constitution says specifically that the Chief Justice has to preside over the impeachment.
Well, and you saw
not only that, but you also have to consider, okay, that it explicitly states a sitting president. He is not a sitting president.
Well, and
the Democrats are such clowns.
Well, they're not clowns. They're playing their agenda. This is an all-in, and I've been watching a lot of videos.
I've been
watching a lot of videos from a lot of different sources. Hell, even Joe Rogan, that is now down here in Austin to escape where he can have some of his hundreds of millions left. He got the hell out of California and came to Austin, Texas. You know, even he gets it. Okay. Kelly, I appreciate your call, and I have one more thing on the SCOTUS here. They said that they weren't going to hear anything about the elections because they kicked it back and said, look, the elections, this depends on the states. This is their purview. Yep. But this is not the question that was put in front of the Supreme Court. No. This is electing a president of the United States at the federal level. That puts it squarely in the Supreme Court of the United States, in their court, so to speak. The ball's in their court, and they kicked it out.
Well, again, if anybody wants to know what the deep state is, they don't call it the shallow state. They don't call it just kick a little dust aside and state. They call it the deep state. Because it's been there. It's been there for, you know, 3-4 generations, 5 generations. And in some cases, it's been there for over 100 years. What we have is literally a government that is no longer answerable or responsible to we the people. When Joe Biden is running for president and he literally pokes a guy in a hard hat who came to see him in the chest and says, I don't work for you. That said everything in the world about Joe Biden right there, because he absolutely does work for that guy with the hard hat on. So to say that in such an with such angst is insane.
And Roger, look, people do not know what Joe Biden has just done. He's rejoined the Paris Climate Accord, which is going to do what? That's going to put carbon taxes on us. He's doing away with the coal and the oil and everything else, and we're going to go green in an infrastructure that's not built, and it will not be built out for years to come. And these electric cars, folks, think about how the electricity is generated. Well, he thinks coal is dirty, and even natural gas is dirty. You know, we got to go solar here. You watch what happens to the price of energy on this weakened economy, and this ass... God.
Oh, listen to me. Guess what just happened in Germany? In Germany, there's literally going to be an uprising if they don't get some coal in there. See, Germany is, they're already in the Green New Deal, working it in, okay?
Yeah.
That's what Merkel's doing. But if you stop to consider right now, they're getting very little solar because they're getting very little sunlight, and the snow is constantly covering them. They've got no wind power. So what's happening right now?
Yeah.
The German people are saying, you get some damn coal here, or we're going to tell you who we are.
And if you follow market trends, what's the arbiter in markets and setting price, availability, and quantity? You have less of it, the price of it goes up and yep. up and up.
Yep.
I want to thank you for your call, Mr. Austin, Kelly and Austin. Melissa in Maryland. Melissa? Go ahead.
Hi there. Okay. I was... Okay, yeah, given Jamie Rask, and it would be Melissa embarrassed in Maryland, but anyway...
I don't know what that what did that just mean, Melissa? I didn't get it. What?
Well, you know who Jamie Raskin is, yes?
No, I don't. Am I supposed to?
You don't know who Jamie Raskin is. Okay, U.S. House, Jamie Raskin. He's okay. the one that's basically okay. being the trailblazer on this, but anyway.
Okay, on a trailblazer on what?
Oh, my. You can have your co-host fill you in, but Jamie Raskin.
Oh, you know what? I'm not going to take this crap from you, Melissa. You're not that good of a caller, okay? I can do without you. Now, if you want to get to a point or a question, please do so. Other than that, hang up.
Wow. Okay, I will get to it. I'm kind of surprised you're not more open than that, but I will.
No, I don't like your sarcasm and your innuendos, you ninny.
Oh.
That's what I don't like.
Oh, okay.
Oh, cut it. Just Chris in Vegas. I you think I'm kidding here, folks. I am not joking. We are in serious mode here.
Yes.
All right, so cut the crap. If you got crap and you want to come on this program and dish it, I will cut you off in a New York second. If you want to bring up points counter to what we're saying, fine. But you come at me with that kind of approach, I'm going to cut you off. Melissa, go haunt somebody else. Chris in Vegas, go ahead.
Well, good afternoon, John and Roger. There's a case I happen to be aware of called Ex Parte Milligan. And basically, it's trying to use military law and force of the government to charge a civilian, which I think Donald Trump stands at this point. To Roger's point he made earlier, I myself was wondering out loud how many registered actual Democrats they have on their list of supposed voters, as opposed to the MAGA group, if you will, or the conservative port. And it would seem to me that the blue state DNC, Nancy Pelosi, Schumer, and Badlier, and the Mitch McConnell and Mitt Romney and the neocons.
Yeah, the whole list.
Rhino Republicans.
The whole list, Chris. Yeah.
Yes, they are absolutely warring against not only Trump, but the American people.
No, Hold on. They're not warring against the American people. They're warring against the deplorables. Because what everybody else that will do what they want, that will snap to when they say snap to, those people, they're not worried about. They're worried about the deplorables to the point where they're even stating, some of our leaders in Washington are stating that we need to be deprogrammed if we ever showed any inkling of being a Trump supporter. Okay, does that harken back to Nazi Germany for anybody?
Oh, I wish you'd not use Nazi Germany. I wish you'd use Uncle Joe's Russia or something.
I would use Uncle Joe's Russia.
Okay.
I would use even the Bolsheviks. Oh, heck yeah.
Oh, good. Germans have gotten a bad rap, if you've not noticed.
Well, yeah, they did. But at the same time, there was some fascism going on behind the scenes that Hitler wasn't responsible for, but his government did, they were responsible for. So anyway, you're
okay,
right.
Here's your homework assignment. Adolf Hitler, the greatest story never told, but it's going to take a chunk of 6 hours out of your life.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Lastly, I would observe that these demon crazies are absolutely retaliatory, discriminating against Americans that are white, Christian, America-loving, red-blooded people, deplorables, They think they want to replace us. They want to cancel us. They want us to shut up and go away and let them have their way with us. And I'm not willing to say they can have that liberty with me yet. And I will go down doing my last breath to repulse tyranny in America. So thank you very, very much, Jim.
We're white supremacists, and we're all neo-Nazis, and we're all, oh, come on, don't you think that they, yeah, there's got to be some truth behind what they're saying. After all, they're only trying to demonize more than half of the voting population in the country. That's all.
I've been having my adversaries trying to put labels on me for many, many years.
Oh, me too. And John too.
Domestic terrorist, sovereign citizen. They've got a whole list, a litany of these malicious, deadly word bombs they keep throwing at Americans, trying to color us and make us look like the opposition party and demonize us like they do every other group on the planet they want to take over.
Let me guess, you're not like 25 years old, are you?
Almost three times, not quite.
Well, I'm 66, so I very much understand what you're saying. Not only that, but I worked for the military-industrial complex for 30 years, strictly DOD contracts. So am I very aware of what you're talking about? And you make some good points. Thank you.
Thank you so much, John.
All right.
A great day. God bless the Republic broadcast.
Thank you. Thank you, Chris. Yeah, Roger, when I, you know, I don't, I've said this before, people halfway listen to me sometimes when I say stuff on the program. When I started at the outset that I'm going to cut off the crap, and then I got somebody that calls in to give me what, crap? Are you hard of hearing? Have you people lost your mind? Do you not understand the position that we're in? And then I'm not going to sit here and entertain chewing gum for the mind. I'm not going to do it. By the way, I wanted to bring this up to you, Roger. You know, the wonderful Amazon people. You know, we've had a little flavor of them lately, and we've got information.
Yeah, especially in the parlor.
Yeah, and, you know, we have information that's not readily available to the general public, but that's where I'll stop right there.
Yeah.
But Amazon...
Well, I heard they're not there anymore. They won't be within the next day or two. Yeah.
Wait a minute, I missed. What won't be there?
Didn't you say you saw something on Amazon?
No.
Maybe we weren't talking about the same thing.
No. I was... just dropping the Amazon bomb there for a second just to make sure that you were still. But this comes from Community Impact Newspaper. Amazon delivers Central Texas facilities in Pflugerville and Round Rock. They're building a 3.8 million square foot fulfillment center.
Yep.
And Amazon is investing $250 million, and it's going to bring us a whole 1,000 jobs. And by the way, Roger, you got to hang with me for a few more seconds because I want to tie this last hour up. If you can do that, sir.
I apologize. I can't. I have to be somewhere literally at 6 o'clock.
Well, you're already late because it's 6 already.
No, it isn't. It's 5:57.
You know, it's 5:58:35 according to my atomic clock on the wall. Bye. I'll talk to you later.
I enjoy your show.
Hey.
Simply because you allow us to say speech.
Well, this is a free speech zone, that's for sure. Hour two coming up.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store. Or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.